Many parents today are overwhelmed with the stresses of family life. In fact, a lot of parents feel like they're just treading water, trying to keep up with the daily tasks associated with caring for children.
Being a parent is not easy. It can feel as though we're constantly focused on our children, feeding, clothing, teaching, disciplining, and more, all day long. But are you taking time to focus on yourself, too?
Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Judy Marzullo with the Department of Family Services in Loudoun County. Hi, Judy.
Hey, Diane.
Join us today as we discuss self-care for parents. If you're like most moms and dads, you need to be told that you're worth focusing on and that it's okay to take time to take care of yourself. Practicing self-care is actually a very important step to becoming a better parent, and there are things you can do today to get started. So, why don't we start with the basics? What is self-care?
Well, think about what you do to care for your child every day. You feed her meals, bathe her, change her diapers, and play with her. If you have an older child, you might enroll him in sports, help him with homework, and read to him every night. These basic steps of care are the same when it comes to taking care of yourself.
That's true. And as a parent, we often dismiss even the most basic of tasks for ourselves. We've all lamented about having not showered all day because we're caring for a newborn, or skipping meals because we're too busy running our children around to preschool and music lessons.
And self-care includes the simplest physical things, like making sure we get enough sleep and eating healthy meals. But it also includes more emotional, social, psychological, creative, artistic, and even spiritual time for ourselves.
Those are all very important. And I think it'll be helpful maybe if we talk through some of these. For example, physical care, you know, sort of that physical self-care can include eating regularly in healthy ways, and getting enough exercise.
Receiving regular preventative medical care and sleeping enough.
Also, the age-old getting time away from the phone, email, TV, etc. And spending time outdoors in fresh air and in natural light.
So ask yourself, are you doing these most basic things to care for your body? If not, it's time to rethink your daily routine. Maybe getting up 30 minutes early would give you a chance to take a walk or make breakfast before your children wake up. And going to bed an hour earlier would allow for more adequate sleep.
And Judy, you alluded also, emotional, social, psychological self-care is also important. And it can include things like spending time with family and friends and making that effort to stay in touch with people in your life.
And what's utterly important is being able to express emotions, allowing yourself to cry, and finding things that make you happy, like reading, and then working on your marriage or other relationships.
Also, things like getting a massage or going to a spa. Finding ways for you that you know can reduce stress. Also, saying no to extra responsibilities.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Artistic, creative, spiritual self-care can include giving yourself quiet time for self-reflection or attending a local place of worship.
You might want to write in a journal. Or for you, if a way to try to bring out some of that artistic side of you is spending time outside and enjoying nature. Or if you have a hobby, or maybe it's time to try something new so that you can find that outside way to care for yourself.
Like hiking these days.
There you go. Yeah, especially everybody is so thrilled that our snow is gone and we actually have weather we can spend outside time in. So these last few types of self-care are especially easy. They're really, really easy to neglect.
They can feel indulgent if you already feel like you're struggling to get everything done on your to-do list. But let's consider this next point then. What happens when parents neglect themselves?
That's an excellent question. You know, as parents, we often feel pressured to give so much to our children that we forget to take care of ourselves, or so many of us might even feel guilty for taking care of ourselves. And the bottom line is this is simply unreasonable.
But so true. When anyone neglects to take care of him or herself, they put stress on their mind and body. This stress can lead to physical effects like a weaker immune system and high blood pressure, but it can also lead to mental effects such as depression and anger management issues.
That's important. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Parenting Today. You just heard from Judy Marzullo, who is with the Loudoun County Department of Family Services. And I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia. And we're talking about self-care as parents and making sure that we balance our lives in that way. So as parents, we want to talk through this part about when we do neglect our self-care. And it really can have two major impacts on our children. And that's really why we're focusing on it today. The first one is that, you know, when we model anything for our children, it's really important. But when we model unhealthy behavior, we're really teaching our kids that it's okay to neglect self-care. This can teach them that things like healthy eating habits, relationships with partners, whatever it might be that we're neglecting in our own lives, are not important.
For any parenting challenge, it's said that leading by example is one of the best ways to teach our children. So consider for a moment how you want your children to take care of themselves when they become adults.
That's right. And are you showing them how an adult should respect and care for themselves?
The second problem we face if we don't practice self-care is that parenting can become an even greater challenge than it already is. It takes energy to be a good parent. When we're overstressed and not taking care of ourselves, we can be irritable, exhausted, or sad.
And yet, on the other hand, positive, proactive parenting takes patience, energy, and optimism. All traits that are very hard to come by if we're not taking care of our physical and mental health. So on top of not taking care of ourselves, we cannot care for our children as we might otherwise be able to.
This can lead to reactive parenting with lots of yelling, missing opportunities to reward positive behavior, and more. So where can I start with self-care?
Well, it's not easy to change the way you prioritize yourself in this hectic life as a parent. We know that. So remember that practicing self-care is not about neglecting your children's needs.
And it's also not as simple as planning a weekend away at the spa.
Right.
Instead, it's about showing yourself the respect and care you deserve on a consistent basis.
A good way to start is to choose one area of self-care and focus on making a change there.
Perhaps you love to read, but you don't do it anymore because you feel like there's not enough time in the day. Make it a priority to enjoy just 15 to 30 minutes with a good book every evening, even if that means skipping time on the computer or washing the last few dishes.
Right. That's an excellent example and obviously an easy one that any of us can do. You know, sometimes practicing self-care, especially in the beginning, means asking other adults for help. And I know sometimes that's hard for all of us to do. But don't be afraid to ask your spouse to give you a break one night a week while you're taking a yoga class, or maybe it's asking a neighbor or a friend to take a walk with you each evening.
Yes, I agree with that. Getting another adult to support you in self-care can be a big help in making it a permanent part of your life. You're making it a habit.
That's right. So how will taking care of myself help with my kids?
Well, by taking one small step toward better self-care, you'll soon realize how beneficial that special focus can be and what an impact even one little change can have on your physical and mental state. Once you've established one new self-care routine, choose another one to work on.
Good point. The truth is, though, it's a constant battle as parents to care for our children and ourselves. But just as there are certain things we provide without question when caring for our children, there should also be certain things that we never question providing ourselves.
Remember, we need to pause for our children and ourselves. No matter how fast the world might be moving around us, it's critical that we pay attention to the kids in our lives, and that might mean taking time for ourselves too.
Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on being the best parent for your children, and know that it's okay to ask for help. For more information about self-care for parents and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. This has been Parenting Today. You've heard from Judy Marsullo with the Department of Family Services of Loudoun County, and I'm Diane Charles with SCAN of Northern Virginia.